Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, we thank you that it is all about you. This whole story, from the beginning to the end, it's all about you, Jesus. As the author and the perfecter of our faith, the beginning and the end. All that's in between. Jesus, we set our eyes upon you. We thank you, it's because you first loved us. We have nothing outside of you. Thank you that our life is in you. It's about the abiding love that we have, the abiding life that we have. Lord, you're the vine. We're branches. But I pray for a filling this evening of your grace, of your love, of your nutrients, of life, Lord, to fill us to overflowing. As we were singing, there was a saying that we talked about a couple weeks ago. I don't think I ever shared it on a Sunday, but I pulled it up here. It's from a French aviator back from the early 1900s, and he said this. He said, if you want to build a ship, you don't drum up the men to gather the wood, divide the work, and give the orders. Instead, teach them to yearn for the vast and endless sea. Andrew kind of rephrased it in a better way, and he just said, if you want a group of people to build a boat, don't teach them buoyancy and waterproofing. Give them a love for the sea. Lord, I thank you that this isn't about accomplishing works. The works come from this place, this understanding and this knowledge of loving you, this experiential understanding of knowing your love, having a longing for your love, to have more of it, that when we taste and we see what's good, that we long for more of it. We want to drink of it. We want to take more of you in. We want to abide in you. We never want to leave that place. This isn't about head knowledge. This is about the experiential love of a Father through a Son to transform us into the likeness of Christ. That we would live the fullness of life, not only on this earth, but for eternity. By the power of the Holy Spirit living within us as a seal of ownership upon our hearts. Jesus, we thank you that you sent the Holy Spirit to be within us, to be our strength. We don't rely on our own understanding. We don't rely on our own strength. Lord, you make us single-minded. You give us the mind of Christ. You open our ears to hear in you. You set our eyes upon you. That we follow you, Lord, that we hear the word of the Lord. That we get to hear your voice. We move according to your ways. But we ask you for the favor of the Lord to rest upon us, even tonight. Lord, we know the importance of our words. As you spoke and you gave life, Lord, you've given us the power of life and death in the tongue. Lord, I thank you that even as we pray tonight, Lord, that we would not pray from our own understanding, but Lord, that we would capture the heart of the Father. Holy Spirit, would you reveal the Father's heart tonight? Lord, I thank you for the intercession. Andrew wrote to this today. We have an intercessor, Jesus. He is the great intercessor. He is the one at the right hand of the Father, and he's interceding right now on our behalf. Lord, I thank you for an alignment for your church. Lord, we're in the last days. We're in a time like no other time. We don't have the time. We don't have the convenience of taking our eyes off of you to look at other things and to be distracted by other things. Lord, now is the time to set our eyes securely on you, focused on you, to run a race with perseverance. Lord, I pray that we would do it out of this love, in a sense, for you, that love of the sea, that we'd say, yes, we want to build the boat to go into the sea, not because we can understand the buoyancy factors and how things work, but because we yearn for more of you. We long for more of you. Increase the longing in our heart, Lord. Let everything we do come from a longing for more of you, a desire and a love to serve you. That it would be our heart's desire to be called a servant of the Lord, a friend of Jesus, that walks in radical obedience to you, that longs to be close to you, that as we go through our day, all we long for is more of you, Jesus. That those moments where we're like, we're working and we're trying to accomplish things, but Lord, I want to be in your presence. And from that, I want it to overflow to the hearts and the minds of others, Lord. That hope that we carry would be the hope of the world. That it would be a fountain of life. That we would be your fountain of life. So Lord, give us the mind of Christ tonight. Holy Spirit, thank you that you are the seal. It sets us in a different place, that we're not of this world any longer. Though we live in it, we are not of it. There's a strength. There's a perseverance. There's a will of the Father that is set in our hearts by the Spirit. And then there's a strength, a divine power that comes by the Spirit to accomplish everything that we're called to do. Jesus, we set our eyes upon you. We enthrone you on high. Thank you, Jesus. Just for a moment, just close your eyes. Just set your eyes and your heart upon him. Lord, I pray for every one of us right now. For that longing to be one with you. Lord, increase it in our hearts. The very thing that we're created for. Oneness with you. Increase the desire. Let there be a longing in our hearts. Lord, I pray for encounters of your love. We were talking about this earlier tonight. Lord, I ask you for love encounters that go beyond anything this world could comprehend or understand. Blow our minds. Fill our hearts to overflowing. Break up the fallow ground. Lord, where there's fallow ground, where there's dry places, Lord, we say, fill it, Lord, with springs of water. Lord, let it soften once again. Every area of our heart that's been hardened, but only you can soften it. We say, tenderize the heart, Lord, tenderize each of our hearts right now. Increase the longing in our heart for more of you. Let us be a people that are intercessors, that pray without ceasing. It gives you thanks at all times. That have our eyes set upon you day and night. That we do not cease in prayer, but we cry out day and night. But thank you that you're calling forth your intercessors in this time. But give us the words to say. Lord, may we not be complainers. May we not be those that speak words that are not in alignment with your heart. We thank you for the power that you've given us by the Holy Spirit to speak life into situations. And when we declare, things happen, things shift in the supernatural. That our prayers are powerful and effective. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So we're just going to enter into prayer. Just ask the Lord for things that are on His heart. Not the things on our heart, the things on His heart. So if you want to pray, I always say keep it vertical. Just get my attention. Let's just go into, we'll go into prayer and worship, prayer and worship.
Life to every lifeless situation, and just felt really heavily right after we started. Well, when I started, you guys have already started. Just a, this, so I'm just gonna go for it. We just bind up that spirit of destruction, and that would have the people of God abort the promises of God before they come full term. And we speak life to every lifeless situation, and we speak hope to every hopeless situation in this room right now. We declare life where there seems to be no life, and we just speak hope where the situation seems to be hopeless. And we thank you, Father, that your flesh was torn so that we could come directly into your presence, Lord, that we do have a great intercessor. And although the enemy has come to sift us like wheat, you have prayed for us, God, and we stand on the hope of our great intercessor. Thank you, Father. So we just bind up the spirit of destruction and violence, and we speak hope and life. Right now we declare hope in Jesus' mighty name, and we declare that the purposes and plans of heaven will be fulfilled over this house and over every house represented in this room, in Jesus' mighty name. That there is hope, there is hope, there is life. We declare life in Jesus' name. And we break off every agreement with hopelessness. We break off every agreement with depression and anxiety right now. Declare that the very place the enemy has come against us the strongest is the very place that you're going to use us in the greatest way, Lord. We declare hope right now. We declare life right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Yes, we declare life. Life. Life in Jesus' mighty name. We declare hope, hope, hope in Jesus' name. And I feel like there's so many people that are barely hanging on, and the enemies come in like a flood right before the promise in order to deviate and distract us from crossing through the finish line. And I feel like the word of the Lord is just hang on, just hold on. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus.
We declare hope, hope in Jesus' name. We declare life, life in Jesus' name. We declare hope, hope in Jesus' name. We declare life, life. In Jesus' name, and we declare hope, hope. In Jesus' name, we declare life, life. In Jesus' name, we declare hope, hope. In Jesus, we declare life, and we declare life, life. In Jesus' name. We declare hope, hope in Jesus' name. And we declare life, life, life in Jesus' name. And we declare hope, hope, hope in Jesus' name. We declare life, life, life in Jesus' name. We declare hope. Jesus' name.
As Ron was just waking everybody up. Here we go. As Ron was praying, I just felt this scripture. I want to just read it. It's in Hebrews 4, and it says this: therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith that we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. So let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. But those times when we're struggling, those hopeless moments in life, Lord, I thank you. These are the moments where we run into the throne of grace. Lord, we thank you for the grace. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that comes, becomes our strength when we're weak. That when we're weak, Lord, you're the one who makes us strong. That there's a strength that goes beyond our ability to endure, to continue, to run the race with perseverance. Lord, I thank you for this perseverance, this strength that you give us, this enduring faith to pursue, no matter how difficult it seems, no matter how tough these moments can be. Lord, I thank you that this is where we set our eyes upon you as the author and the perfecter of our faith. So Lord, we thank you for the strength. We thank you for the divine power that you've given us. Lord, we thank you that you are strengthening your church in these times. The other scripture was actually in Romans 15. It just says this, and I'll just pray it. So it says, may the God of hope, may it fill us in this very time. In the times that we're in the seasons that we're in, Lord, we need your hope to fill us. That it would fill us with all joy and with peace as we trust in you, Jesus. As we set our eyes upon you and put our faith in you. Lord, I thank you that what happens out of this is it says, so that we may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, this is our time to overflow with a hope. It's not what we can see. It's not what we can reason out with our own mind. It's what we cannot see, but it's what we know. Lord, it's that we set this hope before us. I thank you for the joy that comes from this hope. I thank you for the overflowing strength by the power of the Holy Spirit to endure all things. Thank you that we stand firm in the faith. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
As we were worshiping, the Lord showed me him behind each of us with his arms around us, with his hands over our hearts. And it was just a beautiful picture that I want to paint in your mind, that that's how he stands with us every day, even when we feel like he's not there. So thank you, Lord, for being there like that for us in your intimacy, pulling us close, holding us closer, waiting for us to look up at you. Father, I feel the oppression over the state of Colorado. I've left the state lines twice in the last month, and upon returning, there's just something so dark here that needs to be gone. The witchcraft, it needs to go now in Jesus' name. We declare and decree all of this confusion and delusion and demonic oppression and possession in this state and any of the children that you have here, Lord, we just bind it and rebuke it and loose it and send it to the pit where it belongs. And we call in your peace and your presence and your love to fill the voids in the hearts of those who are seeking for something outside of you, who don't know who you are. And there's a crisis over identity and a crying out for truth in the hearts of people who have been swayed by the things of this world, especially those in the New Age. The New Age, they believe that they are on the right path because it is love-based. But it is everything but you, Jesus. They do not give you the glory. So I ask that you wake up those in that community, especially in this state and all of the cults and everything in Boulder, especially. Father, we break it off of them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we call a true identity into them, the identity that is you, Father God. And I'm going to go off of what Ron was saying with life. To get personal, my sister recently got pregnant with her ex-boyfriend, who she already has a baby with. And she went to the clinic to make the decision to abort. But you saw what was going to happen, and you made sure that blood did not need to be on her hands, but you took that baby. You showed me. You took that baby back, and you said, no, it is yours. It is not hers to take. And so in the event that that is happening to these women that are confused or broken and don't know what to do or where to go, and they think that that is the answer, Lord, I pray that you take that baby first. I pray that you make that decision and make sure that no blood has to be on anyone's hands, Lord. That you make that body happen in a pure place and bring it back home to you. And to bring us back into the identity of you, Lord, there is this poem. Born as children of a royal birth, noble spirits of eternal worth, we to him are known, myself he calls his own. We'll strive to fill the role of our creation and rise to be a standard for the nations. We will. Called as keepers of the holy flame, sent as bearers of his holy name, guardians of the light, faithful in the fight, we're standing as witnesses in all things, holding fast to all that we believe. We are. This love he gives so graciously, I feel it as Jesus faces me. Directly in his heart, we'll never drift apart, holding us in the palm of his hand, keeping us out of unholy quicksand. He will. I lay down my life for him, because Abba Father protects his kin. From darkness into light, we have become his knights. To fight the battle of eternity, we'll come home to him with a victory. We will. Forgive those parents who failed to achieve all that we are truly meant to believe. The Bible to us is known, forever on your throne. We'll follow you as children of light. We'll bow down in your glorious sight. We will. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. Remove the lies that fill our head and flood your truth to the masses. In darkness we can see, we're coming home to thee. We are. Find the light and hold it for the world to see. Live to be the warriors we are meant to be. We are precious in his sight, sent to be the children of light. Arise, arise, and raise the torch. Arise, 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 and shine forth. We will arise. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Abba, Father, we come to worship you. We come to bless your holy name, your holy, holy name, God. Abba, I bring before you your people, God. We stand with your people in Israel tonight. The Rock Church stands with Israel. Colorado stands with Israel tonight, Father. We thank you for your people, God. You tell us to mourn with those who mourn, God. So we mourn with those who are mourning in Israel today, right now, God. We mourn with them. Would you turn their mourning into dancing, God? Their mourning into dancing. We thank you, God, that you are El Gibor. You are mighty to save. Mighty to save, God. God, we're asking that you'd bring beauty from ashes. Beauty from ashes. God, we pray for the hostages tonight. We intercede. We cry out for the hostages, God. Would you comfort them by your spirit right now? Would you show them how much you love them, God? Would you give them shalom, shalom, perfect wholeness, God? Would you remove the fear? We send the peace of God, which passes all understanding, to them tonight. We send forth your word to heal them, to deliver them. God, would you show yourself? You are the mighty God. You are the mighty God. All things are possible, God. Would you spare life? You are the giver of life. Would you spare their lives, God? Would you show your power, God? Would you show your glory, God, that the nations would see undeniable, undeniable, God, signs and wonders and miracles, God. We cry out to you, the great God. You are the great God, the one true and the living God. There's none beside you and none like you, God. We cry out to you, God. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We love you, Jesus.
God, I feel your delight. I feel your delight for every person in this room. I feel your delight for your children. Your love is so much greater than we imagine. You've said to me over and over over the last weeks, the path of my delight. Give us eyes to see how you see your children, how you see those around us, how you see our hearts, how you see us, that you delight in us. Your love is so great. Your delight, Lord, the delight part of your love. Just enter into that right now. Help me to feel your delight. You delight in me. You delight in each one here. You delight in every person on that train coming through the airport, every person in that plane, every person that we come into contact with, Father. Just show me your delight for them. And awaken a love, awaken a care, awaken a heart for your children. You loved first, we love you. It's in your love that we find love. It's in your example of delight. It's as we mirror you, as we enter into that realization of your love, of your delight. Just pray that you'd bring us into that place. Bring our focus on you. Set our eyes on you and the eyes of our hearts. We just pause right now and ask, Holy Spirit, would you come stronger? Would you bring our focus to you in a stronger way? Just bring our awareness, visceral awareness of you, fear of you into this place right now. As we realize the hugeness of you, the hugeness of your love, the hugeness of your delight.
Lord, we give you praise. Father, we thank you for what you're releasing over our state. And Lord, not just the shakings of your glory in Colorado. Lord, you truly have set your affection on America, on our land. Father, as there's stirrings in Israel right now, God, as Israel goes the nations of the earth. On Saturday, when that eclipse began to happen, I was in my home and I was just preparing for Sunday morning, and the Lord stirred me to leave the house immediately, and I went to a place of prayer, and I heard the Lord said, I'm beginning to release a frequency over Colorado. I want you to pray that my people can hear the sound of the alarm in the spirit. And I began to pray when it was just such a moment where it felt apocalyptic, which I really like that kind of stuff. It keeps me on the edge of my seat. I have a tremendous lack of desire to be asleep in this hour. My heart is to be awakened, and I have been praying, Lord, set the frequency in my own heart. I want to hear the very alarms that were going off in Israel. I want to hear that in the spirit. I want to be on the edge of my seat at the greatest hour of history. And there was a burden to begin to cry out for the Church of Colorado. And this scripture was really strong in my heart. And I could hear the church crying out, our bones are dry. Our hope is lost. And we ourselves are cut off. Then the Lord said, I want you to prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, my people, I will open your graves and I will cause you to come up from your graves and I will bring you back. Then the Lord said, know that I am the Lord your God, and I am reviving you and opening your graves. And Isaiah 50 said, Lord, you're opening my ears. So tonight, Lord, we contend for the church. Lord, we ask that you would release a sound all through Colorado, through your church, of the spirit of awakening. Father, that our ears, God, the alarms have been going off in the spirit for so long, we've become comfortable with the alarm. It's no longer jostling us. Father, we ask that the church would be jostled awake once again, that you would set us on the edge of our seat, that our eyes would be opened, that we would see the manifestation of the Son of God. Father, we thank you that even right now, in this time of history, Haggai 2 is being made manifest, where, Father, your zeal for your Son to be made known in the nations of the earth. We declare right now that the nations of the earth are being laid bare before the Son of Man. We declare that Jesus is being revealed, and we command in Jesus' name that spiritual blindness over Colorado is being removed. Scales are coming off of the eyes. It's a supernatural work of the Spirit. And tonight at this high place, we release a sound over Colorado for blindness to come off of eyes and for ears to be opened. We declare the sound of the alarm to strike our inner man in the name of Jesus, that lukewarmness would begin to come off your body like clothing. In the name of Jesus, we declare fire to come upon the high places of Colorado. We declare a cinching, God, of all the intercession that's taken place on the borders of our state. We declare a gathering up and an arresting of all of the intercession that's been released. And we prophesy according to Isaiah 55 that not one word, not one prophetic decree shall fall to the ground. This is the hour and the time of the word of the Lord to be made known and manifest in our soil. We thank you, Lord, that the curse has been broken off of the land. The land is officially blessed. We prophesy over Colorado, over the grounds of Colorado. We have authority tonight to bless the land. And we declare the spirit of awakening is coming upon the bride. Lord, send shockwaves into churches again. Shockwaves into pulpits. God, I ask that you would knock shepherds out of their beds, God. Give them encounters in the night where they are keenly uncomfortable once again in your presence. God, drive the comfort level out of the church. Father, we thank you that you're causing all of Israel to come out of their graves. We thank you that this is the manifestation of Jesus in Israel. And Father, Colorado is aligned with your nation. Colorado, and I just want to thank you right now. There's something supernatural that's happening. Do you know that the properties, the boundaries that God gave to Israel, they are not fully occupying those boundaries? Do you know those boundaries have to be occupied before Jesus comes and sets his eternal throne for 1,000 years on Jerusalem? All of the land has to be given back to Jerusalem. And right now, that land is being occupied again. There will no longer be boundaries removed from Israel. There will no longer be boundaries removed. They are taking back what rightfully belongs to them. It's not by man. God gave Abraham a promise when he left Ur, and he went to a location that he did not know where he was going, and God cut covenant with that man and gave him a land for him to contend over and to open wells. And then the Lord says, that's going to be my future home for 1,000 years. I will rule and reign over the nations of the earth, and my righteousness will dwell in the land. Those boundaries are being taken right now. Something so supernatural is happening in our time, and the American church is being awakened. So Lord, let it start right here tonight in this prayer room. Let it so stir us. Let each one of us represent hundreds of thousands of believers being awakened. Lord, in Colorado, we declare the spirit of slumber is being struck down right now. The spirit of awakening is coming upon the church. Slumber is coming off of your church. Lord, spiritual slothfulness is coming off of your church. In Jesus' name, Father, the very spirit of awakening. Father, I want to stand tonight and I want to bless the rock over the jurisdiction of this church. Over all the land that you have given the rock jurisdiction over, we stand tonight in this location and we bless all of Colorado to hear a sound and to be awakened into every denomination, God. We declare the spirit of religion is being struck down by the awakening of the Spirit of God in the name of Jesus. Jesus, take your throne, take your rightful place, and tonight we bless Israel and all the borders and boundaries of Israel right now, and we declare the spirit of revival, the manifestation of Jesus all through every corridor and every street and every house and every highway, that all of Israel will see their Messiah. All of Israel shall turn to the Lord. We declare that all of Israel, Lord, it was born in a day and it can be saved in a day. We declare for salvation in the land once again in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless the land tonight. Lord, release the spirit of revival through Israel in Jesus' name. Awaken Israel. Come alive to your Messiah. Every eye opened, every scale removed, the veil lifted in the name of Jesus. Great bridegroom, come and lift the veil off of your bride in the name of Jesus, that every eye would see you and behold your greatness, Jesus, the high and lifted up one, the lofty one. We declare your glory to fill Israel and to fill America and to fill the nations of the earth in the name of Jesus. Let your glory fill the land in Jesus' name.
Come alive, the bride of Christ. So come alive, come alive, the apple of his eye. Come alive, come alive, the bride of Christ. So come alive, come alive, the apple of his eye. Come alive, come alive, the bride of Christ. So come alive, come alive.
6, 7, and 8. It says, to them I will give in my house and within my walls a memorial and a name better than that of sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name which will not be cut off. And the foreigners who join themselves to Yahweh, to minister to him, and to love the name of Yahweh, to be his slaves, everyone who keeps from profaning the Sabbath and takes hold of my covenant, even those I will bring to my holy mountain and make them glad in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be acceptable on my altar, for my house will be called a house of prayer for all the peoples. Lord Yahweh, who gathers the banished of Israel, declares, yet others I will gather to them, to those already gathered. So Jesus, we ask, would you gather the banished of Israel? Lord, those that are spiritually banished, those that do not know you, do not acknowledge you as the one that comes in the name of the Lord, would you gather them, and would we be gathered to them, Jesus? That we would join in to this house of prayer. Mm-hmm. The Lord was just speaking to me maybe 3-4 days ago about revival. And he said that the key to the door of revival is intercession. The key to the door of revival is intercession. And that for revival to take place, the church must wake up. And so right now, Lord, we just take this position of intercession. We stand in the gap, and we just agree with the prayer Dan prayed. Awake your church in America. Attune their ear. Incline their ear to your voice in this season. Lord, to be near to your heart, to be near to your voice. We just say, awake, Bride of Christ in America. Would we not be those who appear alive but yet are dead? Lord, would you awaken your bride? Would you breathe new life into your bride in America? Would we no longer sit as complacent consumers in church who just say, hey, I'm going to, you know, if it doesn't fit my needs, then I'm going to find another one. I'm going to go elsewhere. I'm going to go where it's convenient. Lord, shake up your bride in America. Give them deep conviction to stand in the gap and to pray for Israel, to pray for your hand just sweeping across the globe. And so we agree with this intercession. We say, Lord, raise us up as intercessors. This is just personal to me. I never thought I was called to be an intercessor. I was like, hey, you know what? That's cool. Other people can be an intercessor. That's really awesome. And in this season, the Lord's just been challenging me. He says, Jaden, you're called to intercede. And it's uncomfortable for me. I don't know what I'm doing. And so I just throw myself on Jesus and I say, teach me to pray. Yeah. Just like your disciples, I just say, teach us to pray, Jesus. Teach us to pray. As the great high priest, as the great intercessor, just what Andrew was writing about in the email today, as the intercessor, teach us to pray. Teach us to intercede. And so with just humility of heart, we just say, Lord, we just empty-handed say, teach us. Guide us, lead us, good shepherd. Lead us to pray. Lead us to cry out for revival. That you would wake up your church and bring in those who don't know you. Lord, start with the apple of your eye in Israel. Start with the apple of your eye. Those who pierced you, Lord, would they mourn? That Zechariah, it says that those who pierced you will mourn because they'll have an understanding, a revelation that, oh, this is the Messiah. We pierced the Messiah. Lord, reveal it to them now. Open their eyes now that they would see you as Messiah and they would cry out for your salvation. And we thank you, Lord, that you are doing a mighty work in Israel, that there are things being shaken up, and you are on the move. Your hand is at work. So we praise you, Jesus. I'll try to find one other scripture I was reading a couple days ago. Let's see if I can find it. I believe it's in Habakkuk. Habakkuk 1, verse 5 says, "See among the nations and look. Be astonished, be astounded, because I am doing something in your days. You would not believe it if it was recounted to you." So, Lord, we just sit here in humility and we say, we're looking amongst the nations. We're looking, we're being astonished and astounded because you are doing something in our days. And we would not believe it if it was recounted to us. So we just acknowledge you as glorious. We acknowledge you as holy. We acknowledge you as mighty. Lord, that we would not be able to understand. We would not be able to comprehend. We would not be able to believe it if it was recounted to us. So we just praise you, King Jesus. We thank you that you are doing something in our days.
Let the glory of the Lord rise.
just as we say those words, as we sing those words, let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Lord, I thank you that you are raising up your intercessors. In these days, Lord, we are required to pray. You are asking for a people to pray. You're asking them to stand firm in the faith, which requires that we have ears to hear, that we would hear the word of the Lord and declare it. Lord, I thank you for the faith that is arising in this time. I thank you for the strength of your church that arises, and I thank you for the intercessors that are being set forth, those that will be the watchmen on the wall, those that will cry out day and night. Lord, let this be your people. Let this be your time. Let me just close with these, just a couple verses here that I felt. I've been feeling this for a while here as we've been talking about just intercession and the Lord raising up intercessors, and everyone is called to intercession. In 1 Thessalonians 5, it says, be joyful always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. In Luke 21, Jesus is describing the end of the age and the signs that are at hand, the things that are about to happen. And he says this, he says, by standing firm, you will gain life. And this is that firm in the faith that requires a place of prayer, a position of prayer. Right after that, he says, be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with this disposition, with a drunkenness and with the anxieties of life. And it says, and that day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on the watch. Here's the intercessor. Be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. In the next chapter, he's praying on the Mount of Olives, and he's praying with his disciples. And right before he's arrested, it says, and he arose from prayer, and he went back to his disciples, and he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. And he said this, why are you sleeping? He asked them, he said, get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. Lord, you are calling for a people to arise from their sleep, to arise from their slumber, to awaken to the things that are on your heart right now. You're calling up your intercessors and you're saying, why are you sleeping? Get up and pray. Lord, I thank you that this is the time where your intercessors are getting up to pray day and night, that we will pray as watchmen on the wall, as watchwomen on the wall, men and women. Lord, this is our time. The time is short. The last verse I just want to read to you. Actually, the Lord, I'm going to read this, but I actually went back to the Greek. And this is out of 1 Peter 4. And it says this. It says, the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled. That word self-controlled, though, it says it is God, it's a God-controlled perspective and of a sound mind. And then it says, and be sober-minded. And that means to be free from illusion, from the intoxicating influence of sin, like the impact of selfish ambition or greed. For this purpose, so that you can pray. And then it says, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sin. Show hospitality, which the word there is show love to strangers, to the ones that you don't know. Show them the love of God without grumbling, without complaining. And then it says this, you should use whatever gift of the Spirit that you have received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. The other way that's translated is it says, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God, each of you should use whatever gift he has received to serve one another. The purpose of the gifts of the Spirit, the manifold grace of God, which releases gifts to the body of Christ, is so that we would serve one another, so that we would love one another, so that we would bless one another. It says, if anyone speaks, he should do it as if he were one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength that God provides, so that in all things God may be praised and glorified through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Lord, I thank you for your words of life. Lord, that we would be those that understand that this is a time to pray. This is a time that we would have the mind of Christ, a single mind, a mind that is set upon the Spirit, free from all the illusions of this world, from the influences of sin, free from all these things, so that we can run with perseverance the race that is set before us. This is our time. Lord, I thank you for your church. I thank you for your intercessors. Lord, we say, awaken the church. Awaken your intercessors. It is time to get up and pray. In Jesus' name.